Pecos is a small West Texas town located in the remote desert about 200 miles east of El Paso. Like many rural communities, it's had a hard time attracting businesses and holding on to the ones it already has. Many of its people have left, looking for jobs. Pecos got more bad news when the town's biggest employer, McCain Foods, said it's leaving Pecos at the end of May. Many wonder whether McCain will make good on its promise to find another company to take over the plant. From Pecos, Janet Heimlich reports.
At Alfredo's restaurant in Pecos, Gary Salcedo and his wife BJ are having dinner. Salcedo says he likes his job. He works at a plant that makes onion rings and vegetable appetizers to be sold to restaurants, cafeterias, and supermarkets.
It was like I would look forward to go to my job, and you know, I like to go in early, come out late and everything, work hard, and then these people just do this and then just mess it up, you know?
These people are Canada-based McCain Foods Limited. The $3 billion company markets frozen food products, including French fries, onion rings, and pizzas, under such labels as McCain and Orida. Last fall, McCain took over the Pecos plant as part of an acquisition, and soon after that, it announced it would shut down the facility in the spring. McCain says instead it wants to expand operations in Wisconsin and Nebraska. If the plant closes, Salcedo and more than 700 other workers will be out of a job on June 1st.
We just messed up all our plans up, and we're barely trying to get up on our feet. And then we're all young, and I have a 1.5-year-old daughter. Like 4-month-old son, and it's hard, and then it's hard.
The plant's closure would also be bad news for the rest of Pecos. Since 1990, the town has lost several large businesses. More than 20% of its population, now at 9,500, has moved away. Pecos Mayor Raymond Ortega says if the food plant shuts down, it would devastate the town's already failing economy.
You're talking people's lives here. You're talking of homes, mortgages, cars, futures, you know, and if it's not here, well, they have to go where it's at.
But McCain officials say they don't plan to leave Pecos in the lurch. Vice President of Operations Steve Prater told NPR McCain wants to sell the plant to another company, and it's talking to two prospective buyers. Prater wouldn't go into more detail and declined to do a taped interview for fear of jeopardizing a deal. Many have accused the French fry giant of stalling to avoid having to sell to a competitor. Jimmy Galindo was recently re-elected judge of Reeves County, where Pecos is located.
If they're going to move out, move out. No problem. We'll pick up the pieces and we'll make something good from it. But if you don't let us have the pieces, then you completely destroy our opportunity and our ability to be profitable in this business.
McCain's Steve Prater defends the company. He says it took time to get together price information. Also, for a while after announcing the plant's closure, he says McCain was mostly focused on helping workers find jobs. But Pecos is running out of time. Many workers say if the plant shuts its doors at the end of May, they'll move. For NPR News, I'm Janet Heimlich in Pecos, Texas.